3 years ago at AJ's college graduation party. The thought of finally being done with school had AJ smiling as he strolled toward the keg. Jesse filled AJ's glass and mentioned making a run to the store for more ice. AJ pulled his keys out of his pocket. "You might as well take the CUDA. I won't be driving anywhere tonight." Sipping his beer, he stepped out onto the back deck and stared out across the lawn, thinking about the idea he had for a novel. A hand on his arm brought his attention back to the party. He turned and found Jesse's girlfriend, Sasha, looking at him with lust in her eyes. "I'm not Jesse," he said. "He went to get some more ice, but he should be back any minute." "Good," she purred as she ran her hand up and down his arm. "I want to see if you are identical in every way." She put her hand behind his head and pulled him down into a kiss, running her other hand across the front of his jeans. He pushed at her shoulders, trying to extricate himself from her embrace. "Come on, AJ, I don't care which brother I have." A hand on his shoulder pulled him back forcefully. "You bastard. Making moves on my girlfriend while I'm off getting ice for your party?" Jesse punctuated his question by punching AJ in the face. "You can have her. I hope you're both happy," he yelled over his shoulder as he stomped out the door and over to AJ's CUDA. Tires squealed and gravel flew as he drove away. AJ backed away from Sasha. "What the hell, Sasha? I knew you were shallow, but this is insane. Did you really think I would be open to doing it with my brother's girlfriend? Get out of my house, you bitch." He stuck his hand in his pocket to get his keys, forgetting he gave them to Jesse to make the run for ice. He tried calling Jesse's cell phone, grimacing when the voicemail prompted him to leave a message. "Come back, Jesse. It's not how it looked." "Oh, hell, yes it was. Come back so we can talk about this." AJ sat on the couch and drank beer after beer, staring at his phone and willing it to ring. Some of his friends helped him pick up the worst of the mess after everyone else left. After another futile attempt to contact Jesse, he dropped onto the couch and started snoring. He woke the next morning with a thumping hangover headache, finding his keys lying in the middle of the table and Jesse's clothes gone. Shit. It was 2 years before Jesse contacted him from his hospital bed in Germany. His tibia had been shattered by a bullet when he was on patrol with his unit. AJ was already at the airport waiting for a flight to California to be with Jesse when he got the call. He was headed to Camp Pendleton, the Marine base where Jesse had been stationed before he shipped out to Afghanistan. It had taken almost an entire year, but they were finally talking again, and their relationship was almost back to normal. Then the pain came again, and AJ hopped on a plane headed for Indiana, knowing that Jesse was hurt.
"Jesse?"
He looked up at the soft voice bringing him back to the present with a jolt.
"You're not Jesse,"
she whispered before she fell back to sleep. "You better hang on to this one, Jesse," he said to himself. "She can tell us apart when she's not delirious." He straightened her blanket and turned to walk out of the room, belatedly remembering his promise to Cam to take care of her dogs. Pulling the bag out of the drawer, he fished out her keys and walked out of her room, feeling like he should have stayed and watched over her.